Hello everyone and welcome to Harsh Tech Trending Zoom. My name is Judith Gwande. In this week's podcast, we are going to talk about crystal meth and how it's affecting our country. So the drug has taken the streets of Zimbabwe by storm and it is now another pandemic which is affecting our communities and societies. So what we are going to talk about, we are going to explain what crystal meth is, and we are also going to look at how you can care for someone who is addicted to crystal meth and making them get off the drug. That is what we are going to talk about in this podcast. So to start with, the content which we have in this podcast is mostly curated content. I'm going to put links in the description box so that you'll be able to visit the site and listen more or maybe research more on crystal meth using these links. So thank you very much for joining. To start with, I'm going to start with Brian M, who is going to talk more about crystal meth. He's going to define it, explain what it does to someone, and maybe raise awareness on whenever you are caring for someone who was addicted to crystal meth, what are the symptoms you are supposed to look out for. So please listen to him speaking about what crystal meth is.
Now, here's the thing. Kuma drugs, yes, zvinzwa putwa mazvana zviri kuchinja. Asi type yema drugs ayis kuchinja. Okay? The bottom line, pane two main types inoputwa nevanhu. One, ma depressant, count ma downers. And then each two acho anonzi ma stimulant kana kuti ma uppers. Zvinzwa zvachinje zviri two. Chinjinochinja ma type ma drugs achauya mamwe manyowani zvicharamba zvichingochinja. Because when I'm going, invent the ocean, it's a business, right? Okay? So, crystal meth is a stimulant. Stimulant is not ever good to show, it just increases brain activity. It speeds up the messaging between your brain and your body. Okay? Doing stimulants, it stimulates you. It makes you feel, become alert. It makes you wake up. It makes you become confident. It makes you, become active. Doing stimulant, no crystal meth. Depressant means it slows down brain activity. Saka treatment yacho izvinhu tuzvo zvakatinge zvakati siyane plus ma withdrawal symptoms anenge akati siyane. Saka chinchinoitika ndechekuti zvokana, let's say mwana account hanzvadzi yenyu account mukoma account munenge ari kutora crystal meth. Obva ati hospital detox. For detox, 6 weeks So what's happening is Panama anasema withdrawal symptoms. Withdrawal is not ever good to show. My drugs system. It's coming out of your brain, leaving the body, which is a good thing. Don't withdraw yacho. Now, so now it can be withdrawn. So what is it? You know, pamanje ma opposite reaction is when so I batira nazo. And that is stimulant. Stimulant, it means it wakes you up, it makes you feel energetic, it makes you feel confident. So withdraw my drugs are buda. Number two, chimwe chinhu chamuchaona ndechekuti zvo kana chita crystal meth inosuppressa kana kuti inodzikisira pamwe panoitisa kuti uite nzara mupfungwa mako. Mupfungwa mako mune mamwe macenters anokuti zvo kana machemicals adzika musenda iyoyo bva waita nzara. But manje crystal meth inobva yanodepressa area iyoyo zvokuti munhu auite nzara. Ndosaka vanhu vakawanda vanotora crystal meth vachibva vaonda because vanenge vasika aite nzara plus Harare. Okay. So, paano regera crystal meth, mamwe anotanga kurara hospital, kana hospital, anotanga kurara sterile, and then anotanga kudya sterile. Mufa mata atoma, pamwe anobata atoma demonika, mwana akudyirei. Saka maona, yeah, it actually, those who eat comes from Zimbabwe, shows anoma demonika and ari kupenga. because those are some of the things zvinoitika kana munhu ari kraist man. Chimwe chinoitika ndechekuti kunoita hallucinations ekuti izvo anotanga kunzwa mavoices musoro make, anotanga kunzwa, because remember one of the advantages is self-confidence. Self-confidence, and you tell yourself, I can do this thing, I can go. No self-confidence. So for the adverse side, the opposite side of my withdrawal, it's still you're talking to yourself or you're just hearing voices. It's like, I don't know my voices. I'm talking about what I'm doing with people. And plus depression. So those are the symptoms that you should expect. Now the unfortunate thing is that yes, Christ to me they are pinned up in Zimbabwe. It will copy. Well, you guys from no mere Ruva kunze kunyika here. Well, customer they can wander to Ruva through South Africa, you know, via kunyika and then through South Africa and then comes into Zimbabwe. The unfortunate thing is vanhu vada kuti ama prisa ngaita basa ravo kana singa ari pakona apo. This, ladies and gentlemen, this is a big business. To my drug dealer to pakona to those not my little boys, don't to advantage na basa. They are bigger guys who are behind Christ on meth. Kudara, and there is a type down by Njene, wa wachete. Okay, no kutaka wacho. But now, kune mamu vanu, we have now discovered the drug industry, the drug business is big business. It's a multi, it's a trillion dollar business. So,
yes, and this is Brian Mulipa who is explaining what crystal meth is so that you can understand, or we can understand, what this drug does to someone or does to a human being after taking this drug. So we have also different people who were interviewed who take in this drug, and they were explaining why they are taking this drug, and also they're explaining how they feel after taking this drug. So listen to this.
I don't get to see anything in the world, and I do once a week. See, I end up thinking another 10, only choke for 4 days. 4 days. You are gonna do another 4 mastones, but go get a good one. Go get a change of the world. No more do I find out about buying with 17. 17 to 24. Don't worry, I'm 60% better than Google. Was a Google luxury. For one, I'm not a man. And I was not married, imagine what I'm on. So now I think it's a chamber, or a finger, or a video. These are things I'm buying. One other thing is, so I want this out of motion.
Yes, that was someone who takes in crystal meth as a form of stimulating or reducing their depression in what is happening in their lives. And we have other people also who were explaining why they take in crystal meth and other drugs. Please listen to this.
I think it's lack of knowledge, kazhinji kacho nekuabuswa kudzimba chaiko chaiko. Mumwe mwana anenge aine stress yekuti kumba it's either arikugara naamai kana natete kana na stepmother chaiko chaiko. Saka anenge asingakwanise kuti arikuwana zvaanenge achida. Saka stress yainenge ainayo musoro. Saka anenge achingoti akanotora drug anokwanisa kuita sekubvisa stress mukati meupenyu wake. But I see no solution.
Teta kunonge tikapuwa ma drugs. Life edit fambire because atina zvinhu zvatokwanisa kuita se kuita mukurarama. Tinongoswera takagara, tina chekubata, tiende kumabasa, tiende kupapana. Saka tikatoona kuti tikarwa madrugs, ndopatiri kuti zvinhu zvinogona kutifambira mumwe nyunzwa achiti topedza stress nemadrugs, ndokuti tisafunge zvakawanda.
Dai zvaibvira, vapuwa vanhu mabasa, sange isusu mayouth. Bhozi vasikana vamwe vedu izvozvi vari kutozviitawo, vari kumwawo madrugs. kote kuti vakomana chete nevasikana vari kutoabhuswa madrugs nenyaya yekuti hakuna mabasa.
Yeah, it has been heard that the issue of drug abuse is mainly caused by lack of employment, or rather lack of understanding of what's really happening to one's life. That's why they are taking in drugs. We also have someone who think that the government needs to intervene in this issue, and this is what they had to say.
Hurumende ndinombofunga kuti vakambodeploya kana masoja kana kuti mapurisa vomboita zvekurova vakomana vachona ivavo vari mumabhesi vanotengesa mbanje vachona vanotengesa madrugs vanotengesa nabronkley vacho vombosungwa vombovharirwa timboona kuti kana vanhu ivavo vakavharirwa zvinhu zvacho zvinozowanikwa kupi ende dambudziko rinozotangira papi futi.
Yes, so one is actually thinking that the government needs to intervene in a most radical way in order to get rid of drugs in Zimbabwe. So these are some of the issues which are affecting the youths in Zimbabwe whenever they are taking in drugs. There are different also interventions which were put in place in order to assist people who are affected with drugs. And we have the community bench, which is also affecting people who are are drug abusers. So I've got one lady who is explaining how they are assisting people who are into drugs and also assisting them with mental health issues. Here is what she had to say.
Is a community mental health intervention that is addressing adolescents 16 to 19, and basically what we're doing is we're addressing the problems of depression kufungisisa amongst the youth, and it can be kufungisisa as a result of many social problems that are taking place in their homes. It could be school, it could be, you know, your loss of parents, but now we find that a lot of adolescents are abusing substances, misusing them, such as msombodia and such like other substances. So we're just encouraging the youth that as Youth Friendship Bench, we're there. It's an empowerment counseling technique where we empower you to solve your problems.
Yes, the Youth Friendship Bench is also there. This is a community project which is assisting youths in getting better when it comes to drug abuse and also issues to do with mental health. So if you want to listen more to these interviews and also to this content, please go into the description box and click the links there. They will direct you straight to the content which we have shared in this podcast. So this is Hashtag Trending Zim, and thank you very much for listening, and I hope this podcast was helpful to you, and also you now understand what crystal meth is, and also you will help in the communities and societies we are living in to get it off the streets, and also to assist people who are affected with crystal meth, with this drug, to at least heal and also contribute something into the community. Thank you very much for listening in. This is Hashtag Trending Zim, and I'm out.